I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This honestly could be one of the most important things we do on the Brett Mega Show, and that is our thank you letters that we write to someone that is important in our lives, showing gratitude and appreciation and to the thankfulness to those that are in our lives every single day is one of the most important things you can do to let people you know and who are there for you, that you care about them, you love them, you see them. And so we always do it the week before Thanksgiving as we kind of get into that gratitude week. And we challenge you to maybe to try to do this yourself. We do this every single year. And I know that there's some listener families that have picked up this tradition of writing a thank you letter to someone and reading it to them before Thanksgiving or on Thanksgiving. And it's really meant a lot to them. And it's meant a lot to us to share letters that we've written to people in our lives. And it's made a huge difference just kicking off the holiday season with gratitude. And so I will go first. I wrote a thank you letter to somebody important in my life. And if you remember last year, I wrote a thank you letter to God. So it's kind of hard to pass up.
Top that one.
But mine's kind of a two-parter. It kind of goes hand in hand with the letter I wrote last year. And it's to my five-month-old son, Ellis. Dear Ellis Wren, where to begin? Let's start with the same time last year. Last year for thank you letters, I wrote mine to God. But I think I was already actually writing mine to you. See, my letter to God was about relearning to trust Him and the plan, letting go of control. We had just found out about you, and I was honestly scared to meet you. At that moment, no one knew about you except our little family. We could keep you safe in our little family bubble, and Dad, who claims to be cool about everything, was a complete mess. Our basement had just flooded. Our place was completely destroyed. Dad's contract was up in 6 months with no certainty in sight. I was worried about everything. How do I take care of this family? Can I afford this family? What will another baby be like to our family dynamic? Will it change things for Theodore and Emerson's relationship? I couldn't sleep. I wrote that letter to God, basically begging Him for clarity. And He sent me you. See, the moment I saw you, I felt something I never felt before. Not with Theodore and Emerson. The moment I saw you, I felt everything was finally right, like the missing piece was here. We didn't name you until we saw you, and now I understand why. There was something sacred about that moment, like you were saying, I'm here. I'm the one you've been praying for. The doctor yelled out, wow, what a grip, as you clung on to your cord connected to mommy. You her baby, her little buddy she was missing. The way you look at her with so much love and purity, it makes me feel God's presence. She is your entire world. And the way you look at your older brother, full of wonder, admiration, and amazement, as if you're thinking, how do I become just like him? And I see the way Theodore and Emerson's faces light up when they see you. And in those moments, I think, this is what God was talking about. This is all that truly matters. And I can't even believe that I was worried about what it would be or what it would do to their relationship. When I see the three of you together, I often think, this was always what it was supposed to be. There's not a place we can go that someone doesn't compliment your demeanor. That baby is just the chillest baby. I guess you have to be with your brother and sister. You're always smiling. Don't lose that. Obviously, it's okay to have bad days, but keep smiling at life because you got God and you got love, buddy. Mom always says he is just the sweetest, most loving boy in the world. The world needs that now more than ever. The world needs Ellis. In last year's letter, I asked God to help me soak up the little moments. Something I was struggling with, but now this is something I finally am able to do. I'm soaking up our family time differently, appreciating those little moments. I'm seeing the world through your eyes, and it's full of love and curiosity and appreciation of all God's beauty. Ellis, there will be definitely times where the pressure of life gets to you. You'll find yourself asking, God, why? Why is all this happening to me? You'll yell it out of frustration, and then God will show you why. My why was always you. You're the feeling I have never felt before. That feeling was complete. I've never truly felt whole until I met you. You complete my world, and nothing else matters in this world. Thank you, Ellis, for making me whole.
Aww. It's crazy you wrote your letter last year so much about the new baby coming, and nobody had any idea.
Yeah, none of us knew. Ellis really came to a surprise, I know, to us here on the Brett Mega Show, probably to you too, Brett. And it really, like, your demeanor this year in your letter, you can tell that you feel complete and that you are, like, it's like a full circle moment. Last year, I feel like we could tell your stress and that you were, like, seeking for something to complete your story and complete your book, and you have that.
Yeah, it's crazy to think about those kind of things. Like, my son, like, what started us on the process of having Ellis is my son would, in church, which is so close, like, my relationship with God is so close, I feel like, and something, like, and God really does, I feel like, know me better than I know myself, and, like, my son would yell, like, God, can you give us a baby? And my wife would be like, I know, Brett, we need a baby number three, and we had a conversation. I'm like, well, let's just see what happens, hon. And I was thinking, well, this sounds like fun. It sounds like a bunch of intimacy. Good game. And then we won't get, you know, like, I don't know if I'm ready. And then all of a sudden we knew Alice was coming. And I just felt like sick to my stomach. Like, can I be the dad I need to be for all three of them? What will the dynamics be? I was just full of all these questions. And I hated the fact during the pregnancy or during the journey that I was felt with so many questions of my life. And my stomach was always turning. And then as soon as I held him, like, every question, every doubt in my life just went away. And it really is just, like, the beauty of life. Like, all of a sudden, the questions that you have, like, where will I be? And what will I do with my career? And what will that, all of it just goes away. And the only thing that matters is the core five of us. Like, and I talk about this all the time to the five of us. Like, no matter what life brings us, like, the fact that we're all together, that's the only thing that matters. And we're always waiting for, like, Ellis. He, like, really does, like, complete the family. His dynamic, his everything is everything we needed in this family. And it's like we didn't even know we needed it until we got him. And we're like, well, there's Ellis, man. We needed him. Yeah. And it is just amazing. I wrote my letter to Ellis for completing me. And it's such a weird feeling to feel complete and feel whole. Because it, like, your whole life, I think you're searching for that. And now I just feel so complete. And it's the most beautiful feeling in the world to feel like I'm whole and nothing can stop that because of him.
That's awesome.
So cool. Thank you so much for listening to the letter and being part of our family. That's what it's all about here on the Brett Mega Show. So we'll share our thank you letters with you all week long. AB, you wrote your thank you letter to me last week or last year. I think you just should just read that again, right?
Yeah. Less work for me.
So you'll read yours tomorrow at this exact same time. How you feeling about it?
Good, considering I haven't written it yet.
Oh, good.
Perfect.
Okay, good.
All right. As good as I can be.
We'll share with you that letter tomorrow.